Okay, Memvava Midbeis. Every Yomid I try to find something that's kolistic, that's sort of a Shas topic. And the Shas topic here is the following. There's an idea that Chazal called Ponim Chadoshes Ba'olakan. The idea of Ponim Chadoshes is when something changes so much that its halacha changes, that the status of whatever it is changes because of the physical change that takes place. The whole tumult over gelatin, the matirin held, panam chadash is ba'olokan, that there's enough of a shinoi that it's something new. Now that sugya has to do with this gemara, because the gemara here on the bottom of Yamid has an ibaya, bai rami barchama, hamishtachev el komas chitim ma'ula minachais. If somebody bows to growing wheat, and afterwards they cut it and they make bread out of it, are you allowed to use it for a mincha or not? The point here is Rashi. Rashi brings, the Rashi is almost like a tesis. Rashi brings a istigarsi that if somebody bows not to growing wheat, somebody bows to chitim, to wheat. His wheat is his avodah zarah. And then you take that wheat and you grind it into flour. Is that enough of a shinoi to say, Parim Chadash is Ba'olakan? Say, well, the Avodah Zarah was the wheat, and the flour is something new. So Rashi says, it's the Garsi. Some say that's the Gemara Shaila. And Rashi seems to say that it's ridiculous. Grinding, you take wheat and you grind it into flour, it becomes mutter. If it's wheat, it's Avodah Zarah. Just grinding it is not enough of a shinoi. That's the yusayt here of Rashi. And it's mistaver to all of us. Just because you take wheat and you grind it into flour, that shouldn't change it.
What about the fact that it comes with bread?
What?
What if you made a piece of bread out of it?
You made a piece of bread. Obviously, the flour, you're not going to eat the flour, so it's more than grinding it into flour. You're right. They're making a dough, making it into bread. And with all that, Rashi holds, it's the same thing. I think that's the way we would understand it, that it's the same thing. Oh, here he is, Akasha, from here on the Chassam Sefer, who was Matir. I think in the Chassam Sefer itself, it's a Lashon Safek. Maybe he says the Litzadeh, that when you have old wax from the Batei Avodah Zarah, they had the leftover candles. Now there, the Mishnah Berurah, which I read a number of weeks ago, said that when they blow out the candles, that's a bittel. The candles themselves are Noy Avodah Zarah. When the guy blows it out, it's mevatel, it's mutar ba'anah, but it's still asur l'gavaya. You don't use it in a shul. Even though it's mutar ba'anah, you don't use it in a shul. And that, if some sefer talked about what happens if you take all these pieces of wax, you melt them, and you make a new candle out of it. Is melting wax and making a new candle, is that something mutar? That is very similar to Rashi, where you take wheat and grind it and make bread out of it. The some cipher is makel.
There was no by the wheat,
it was not mevatel.
Oh.
So by wheat, when you're not mevatel, it's also to everybody. Yeah. By candles, it's only also legavaya. Right. So that's really what he says. He brings an avdei meluim that says when you're not mevatel, it's in a sederaisa. The shinui doesn't help. In the case of the candles where he blew it out, he was mevatel. It's just we don't use it in a shul. That's a really yishayil of a derabana. It's just not nice to use it in a shul. It's not mamish avodah zarah. And he says that's the difference. So that, if it's mamish in a deraisa, this type of change doesn't help. And it's a derabana, so that it's still a chiddush that it helps. Nafkamini says if you find a golden cross and you melt it down, it doesn't become mutter. It's Avodah Zarah itself, and that's also that's what he says. Now, the shaila that's brought here about musk is a very, so to speak, active shaila. The Rosh in Brachis talks about musk. Musk is a spice that comes from the neck, from the glands of a deer. And Chazal have a Kabbalah that comes from blood. That the animal changes blood, which is treif, into the musk, it has, and it becomes this spice. Now, an animal, deer, is kosher. The meat of the deer is kosher. The blood of the deer is treif. Since the musk comes from blood, what's the din? So this is the machlaikis, Rabbeinu Yaina and the Ramah, which the Rush brings, the Chalukei Deis. And this Shaila is whether that change, now here it's already a chemical change. You can't go under a microscope and see blood in the musk. It's already a chemical change. The question is whether this type of a change is enough. Now, to me, if you're talking about grinding wheat and melting wax, so musk is like out of left field. Musk is a total change. It's a very big change. And afal pikein, it's a machlokes to Ramah Rabbeinu Yaina. And if you remember, a number of years ago, probably goes back 10 or more years, for Pesach, there's always a tumult over what type of vegetable oil to use for Pesach, because the regular vegetable oil we use, canola oil, and these oils are all kidneys. So the Achalukei Deis is what to use. We use either cottonseed oil, which in America is popular. Cottonseed oil is we use. The Samach Chassidim and the Bedas Eretz Yisrael don't allow cottonseed. They all cottonseed is kidneys, which sounds like a shita pella, but whatever reason, they all cottonseed is kidneys, and they use instead walnut oil or... they're out to try every year to find an oil where they can kasher the place and make it. Cottonseed oil is readily available all year round. Walnut oil, you can't buy walnut oil. It's a specialty run. So it's a big tumult. So about a dozen years ago, Mekedem got this idea, and they made grapeseed oil. And grapeseed oil, grapes is not kidneys. No oil is grapes, are kidneys. And they were going to corner the market with grapeseed oil. And it became a very big tumult because the grape seeds that they made it from had nothing to do with Kedem's plant. The grape seeds they made it from were from a guy's grape seeds. Grape seeds are yayin shalakum. The wine that's in there is yayin shalakum. And there was a tremendous tumult then based on the Chassam Sofer, who acid grape seed oil. Not only they lost their money for Pesach, they lost it full year round. They were sold it as non-kosher. But the grapeseed oil is this tumul. The Chassam Sofer says it's totally in this machlaikis, Rabbeinu Yaina and the Ramah. If a hishtanus, imagine you take seeds of grapes and make oil, that's a very big shinui, whether that's called panim chadashis ba'olakan or not called panim chadashis ba'olakan. So that's already, and the Chassam Sofer passes the chumrah. Magen Avraham is Machmir, Mishnah Berurah is Masupik. So what we're learning now is that changing things doesn't work too well because it doesn't work for Issur D'Oraisas and for Issurim D'Rabbanan, even in the case of the grapeseed oil, which is Yayin Stam Yainam, changing it doesn't do all that much. Yeah. Yeah, the Rabbeinu Yaina brings a raya from honey. The metzias of honey is that creature, flies that fall into the honey, over time dissolve into the honey. And the honey is mutter. So they become honey. So if they become honey and it's mutter, that's Rabbeinu Yaina's raya. We're all matter using honey, even though there are bee parts in honey. So it could be it's Batal B'Shishim, but it's not Batal B'Shishim. That's the raya. It's here in the photo set, I think. Is it brought? No, I didn't bring it. In the Rush there, he brings that raya. From honey, the Rabbeinu Yaina brings the raya. Is it here? Yes, Rabbi Dvash, and novel by Chatir Sholeser, etc. So he brings a raya from there, that it should be something that's mutter. That's Rabbeinu Yaina Shita. He brings that the Teres Chesed is from our Rashi. From our Rashi, but it's not such a kasha. Our Rashi, grinding wheat, making bread, is a physical change. There it's a chemical change. There it's an essential change in the whole thing. And that's Panam Chadashis Ba'olakam. So I have to share with you an incredible Igros Moshe. Last week in Parshas Vayera, I came upon. There's a Shaila today about the Body Works exhibits. They have exhibits where they show body parts. what's the chachma of body works? They have a process they call plastination. They take a human body, a human organ, and they put it in a chemical liquid. They immerse it, and with a vacuum, they draw out. The guy's dead before they put him in. They take a dead body, and they put him into this, and they draw out the moisture from the cells of the body. They don't destroy the cell. They draw out the moisture, and that creates a vacuum, and the plastic of the liquid, which is thicker than the liquid that's pulled out, so the vacuum pulls out the liquid, and the plastic goes in its place. And they've gotten to the point where 80% of the body becomes plastic. In other words, it's the whole body. All the cell structure is still there. It's like you take you hollow out something, and the outside structure is there, and you fill it with plastic. So they have in the South Street Seaport for a couple of years. People, I don't know why anybody would go look at dead bodies, but people went and they looked at it, maybe to learn biology. That's really it started. To the medical schools, skeletons you can keep in the closet for a long time, so to speak. But but if you want to take a heart or lungs, it decays, it smells. It's not. You have to have a steady supply of new hearts and lungs. By using plastination, they're able to make it mostly plastic, and they do. What's a shaila? Shaila is if a kain is allowed to be metamo. When it becomes mostly plastic, can a kain be metamo or not? So, it's incredible. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. It didn't exist in Rav Moshe's lifetime.
It's a goy when you put the dead body.
Well, even a goy is metama b'maga. It's only ba'oyel that would be a nafkamina. B'maga would still be metama. So ba'oyel would be a nafkamina if it's a whole body. It says the kainim nagu chumra batzman. Even they don't go to goyim, even though make a din it's mutter. So the issue is this: there's a mishnah. It says if you take a dead body, and you burn it, the eifer is mutter, parim chadash is ba'ol akad. The ashes are mutter. Now there is ashes that are mutter. The question is, what's the geder hadvarim? When is a parim chadash? When isn't it? We're saying now that mosk is a whole machlekes rishayim, and this is a mishnah. It's a mishnah. Ramesha, in the middle of a long tshuva in the first chelik, for some reason, in parentheses, Claire's, based on a Gemara Nida, if Lot's wife, when she turned to salt, is metame or not. Because Lot's wife turned into salt, is she metame? If you pop and bump into Lot's wife, can you be metame to her? The Gemara in the bracha seems that they knew where it was. I don't know, it says you make a bracha. So is Lot's wife metame? This is Ramesha. Ramesha says, there are two parts. It's a very short piece. Ramesha says, Lot's wife didn't die. She was alive and became salt. She was never dead. There's never a dead body there. But what if she would have been dead and turned into salt? So Ramesha writes the following. Now why Ramesha clears this is a discussion. It's actually Gemara in Nida where it talks of Lot's wife as metame. Ramesha is Dan, if Lot's wife died and then turned into salt, what would be the din? Ramesha has Agdar, it's based on a Gemara in Cholin. The Parim Chadashes Baal Akan has to have a Shinitsura. It has to change into something that doesn't look like what it was originally. The ashes don't look like an ace. You could say Parim Chadashes Baal Akan. But Ishtai Shalait, who still look like Ishtai Shalait, I don't know how Ramesha knows, but this time he brings him a car, that Ishtai still looked like Ishtai Shalait, just she was made out of salt. That's not part of Chadashis Ba'olakan, that's still Metame. This is Ramesha. So it's amazing. Now Ramesha writes it in parentheses. He has a 10 Anaf Tshuva about reattaching organs. And like I said, Ramesha saw fit to stick in about Ishtai Shalait. Here we are, we come 30 years after Ramesha's Patira, and we say, what's the din with the body works? What's the din? They made it out of plastic. It still has the tzura of the body. You can still see the guy smiling. And you know, whatever position he was when he died, you still see him. There's an Igris Moshe about body works, and he says it's Metame. It's not Panim Chadash Malka. Loimi Baiv, it's 80% plastic. Since Ramayshi, even if they could somehow make it 100% plastic, since it comes from the mace, it's the Tzura Shel mace, it's still Mitame like the mace itself. To me, it's just an incredible thing. Ramayshi writes this, and Lamaisa, today we have a Psak Halacha from an Igris Maisha, but something that didn't exist then. So Ramayshi's Geder is Panim Chadash Malka. I can't have the original Tzura. I can't resist sharing with you in Rav Zevin's biography, Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he writes that Rav Chaim once came to a Sheva Brachas and he knew there would be there another Talmid Chacham that was a big misnagit to Rav Chaim's Derech HaLimud. Two dinim, there's two dinim and this, two dinim and that, you have everything. So there's a very big misnagit to Rav Moshe's two Derechim Derech HaLimud. So Rav Chaim came to the Sheva Brachas, he brought along a little box. And he shows this other person, see, I have ashes here. So why'd you bring ashes to Sheva Brachas? He said, this is ashes from a mace. Yeah, why'd you bring ashes from a mace, Sheva? Well, it says, you need Parim Chadashis by Sheva Brachas. It says, Parim Chadashis Ba'olakan, the ashes are mutter, Parim Chadashis Ba'olakan. He said, that's not the same Parim Chadashis. Parim Chadashis Sheva Brachas means one thing, and here it means something else. So Rav Chaim said, ah, two dinim in Parim Chadashis. You see? Sometimes they have two dinim in Parim Chadashis. Rav Kapanim, this is the, I guess, the Kloyus, the Kanidayim. When things change, when things change, they stay the same. When things change, and they change. All right. So this is the Nidim of the same.